Okay. So, now that we realize that, we can ask ourselves, is this strategy of low-rise identity can be applied only to the residential housing typology or not? What do you think, Georgie? No idea, because of course, you know. Okay. Okay. So we saw this this project in details, and we can ask ourselves, but the traditional city was not a traditional city of only housing, right? So we make that comparison with Venice, for example, but there were not only housing, was a mixed use, right? It was a mixed use. That means that there are different uses. There are residential uses as well as working uses, as well of market uses, other, because the normal city is a mixture of use. That idea that you separate housing for the other part is an idea that is related to the, let's say, the modernist functionalist attitude of the city, which in certain areas were residential areas, in other areas were industrial areas, other areas were business or recreational areas, right? The traditional city was mixed, and the contemporary city, please follow this point, the contemporary city, it tends to be mixed again. Monofunctionality is not something that works well for the contemporary city. Contemporary city tend to be mixed in use again. So it is something interesting to understand this process. One of the forces behind this process, we are not going to discuss too much about that, of course, is really that information technology and the presence of information and the presence of computers allow a higher level of mixity of functions. In the same way that in the personal computer we do a lot of things at the same time, we play and we work, we will do business transaction or chat with a person that is far away, etc. In the same way, the city of today tends to be more and more mixing functions. And that mixing of functions, it is an important element of today's successful project. As an economical force, as strategic things, etc. So this brings with it the idea that probably, we can use the low-rise high-density strategy not as a strategy that is only housing strategy, but is a general mixed-use strategy. A strategy that recombines use along itself. So if we go back to this, and if we start to think, for example, that this unit package, instead of being only residential, can be mixed, right? We can start to very, very fast imagining how this, we can change that, right? We can have some commerce on this or some little business, or we can start to reorganize, and then with this typology we can achieve a mixed effect. If we have the basement, we can start to think of certain activities that may happen in the lower level. So in the moment in which we have this system, basically, but then we start to think in a multifunctional way, we can see that this system will adapt quite well to a series of functions, of mixed functions. So it can be rather interesting typology to have an infill in the existing city or in part of the unbuilt of the existing city in which is a mix of functions and not a purely housing functions. So this is a new idea that we never thought so far, because so far we've seen something that were basically only residential. Is this clear? See, you think so? It is? It is not? So this project, this is one of the projects that Lusauer did. We are really in the center of Society Hill, a very strategic block. And in this particular case, this project was exactly a mixed-use project. That means that there are parts that are residential, parts that are commerce or working, and they were all mixed together, in a way. So this, it is in a way, in a more, much more similar way that, let's say, a traditional city works, that combine the functions. So, this project was called Ed House, and was based exactly on this idea of mixed use between commerce, working, and residential. These are the different, let's say, plans, and we may start to imagine, you know, how the different parts in this particular case, being something that is also much more open to the city, all those concepts of territoriality back and forth are being used. And this, it is one plan. And but the developer, we are talking of the 70s, decided that this idea of the mixed use would not work from a commercial point of view, from a feasible point of view. So he didn't trust this idea, because in some way, in the 70s, they were always still thinking in terms of more strict category, either housing, commercial center, or whatever. So what he decided to do, we're talking the developer, is to split the project in two parts. One part that is also only residential, it is this part, and one part that is only, let's say, business commerce, which is this part. So this part, the only residential, is the Lombard Street townhouses that we saw before, you remember, on the street. The first one that we were talking about, the housing package. Right? And instead, this one was what has been called the new market, commercial area. So this is a little kind of village-like commercial center in the downtown that Sauer did. And, well, the idea here is really a very interesting idea that we can discuss. It is the value, or not value, of density. This is a very interesting concept that you have. And the question is density good or bad? This will be the basic question that we may ask to ourselves. Merita, c'è oggi? Merita, is density good or bad? I think it's good. Try to ask to five people that share a jail room if it is good density. Try to ask this if you are in a stadium full of people and or in a party very crowded and is very high, but imagine instead to be in that party with very, very low density. What type of party you prefer? High density. So, this ends with brings to the point that density, is it good or bad? It depends. That's the key issue. So density is not either good or bad, it depends. So, to show what is the concept of dependency, we need another concept, because depend is generally. To what depend, if density is good or bad? Eh? No, absolutely not. In some way functions, but it's a transformation of the idea of function. The answer is that the density is a is something that elevates the basic attitude of a certain situation. So, if a certain situation is basically bad, you perceive as basically bad, you increase the density, it becomes worse and worse and worse and worse. If the basic situation you consider positive, you increase density up to a very high level and you increase it. Example. You are in a jail with two people. Or sorry, you are confined within a room jail with two people. It's clearly a bad situation. Basically bad situation. If the density increase, it becomes 4, it would be much worse. If it becomes 6, it will be much worse, etc. Right? So it will increase the negative of the beginning situation. On the contrary, if you are in a kind of positive situation, let's say you go to a party, you hate to have that situation that is a low density. You arrive at the party and you see one person over there, another person sitting over there in an empty room. It's a typical terrible situation, right? It's a positive, possibly thing, but with that little thing, you don't want to go to a discotheque that is empty, right? Because you are expecting a certain level of density. You can accept really, really high level of density because it works as an increasing of the basic attitude. So you are learning something that density is neither either or good, bad or wrong. It works as an intensifier. It is an intensifier of the basic situation. And then if you look at your experience, you will immediately understand that. That's why to have a certain situation, you prefer to stay in some situation closer together in a more dense situation than in an empty space that you feel kind of depressed to be in a too empty space for a certain situation, etc. You experience all the time this type of things. Okay, now, in this particular case, the idea of commerce, because this is basically a commercial center, was based exactly on that concept to kind of increase the density, because the density gives some type of level of excitement related to the buying situation. You don't want to buy something in an empty space, it will depress immediately. If you have a certain level of density, it creates that type of excitement. And the typical kind of image of that is the Kasbah, right? The Kasbah, the market in the in kind of oriental situation. So the whole architecture here was done in order to kind of force that idea, in order to create smaller spaces with some level of perceptive density, and density also of elements, not only of spaces, in order to create that kind of excitement of the market situation. So all this idea of the fractured space, and this comes with that idea. Okay, now you do an exercise, and then we'll go to the end. The exercise is, you take this plan, and you change it. You can draw it in your piece of paper. You change it in putting on it some level of mixité. So it's not only residential, it's something else. What can be this something else? Can be a working place, can be a commerce, can be a little office, can be whatever, you know? So how this can be within this this typology will be interesting and will be very important for you as a way to think of that. I think 15 minutes to draw it from here would be rather simple. And then probably we'll take some pictures to just show that as a potential. It'd be very interesting.
Thank you.
Ecco perché ho fatto male, è troppo caldo.
Volevo spegnere?
Sì, spegniamo un po'.
Ecco come la testa. Accetto
Karatishan the Buddha and the Akshay. You can do it whatever because you can have an office, you can have a little store, or you can have particularly what will be very interesting for you to consider is that is not this the case, but the case are with one, two, and three, and then there is a fourth that is underground or partially underground. Because if you have that part, that means that with three packages here that they can move in the L shape there, but at one underground, you know, you can do a lot of things with the thing underground, basically. If you start to think in terms of a mixed use. Because with the underground, of course, so you can put a lot of functions that are not residential underground. You know, like studio space, a mechanic, or whatever, you know, lots of things can be on this level. In the underground or partially underground. So that part will give a lot of flexibility to the thing. and then it depends also a lot, then a very important decision will be the construction system that you use. Because of course, if you use a construction system that it is with a bearing wall, like in this case, you have one situation, you are limited on a way, but if you have instead a pilaster type of thing, you have much more flexibility. So there are a lot of things to consider. But particularly in the moment then when you start to think of this kind of basement level, if there is another level below, and it is not then six, it is not three, then you get a lot of possibilities in terms of function. Okay? Now I show you very briefly something. Okay? Something. Do we have a one slide of this? Okay. Now you have to understand now later we'll talk later of the size. This will be the size, okay? And later we will explain in detail the size. Now what I suggest is that you tonight think a little bit about the situation, and particularly will be very interesting to build your own design system. This is the idea. So how much time did I put it to invent this system? Probably in 10 seconds I invented this, you know, with all two pieces of paper. The only thing that I was able to have here was paper. And in around 10 seconds I invented this system, right? As true that it could be, but also it's a great improvement because you understand the issues of manipulation. So it in some way it's a type of Copernican revolution, although it took only 10 seconds to provide the tool to do that. You have one night, a lot of time, to make a little better, something that is a little better way of working on this, because all these projects are a project of manipulation, as I tried to describe. If you can manipulate, you can play with, you can come with very important. So in some way, it's the way of working that allows the result, and not vice versa. If you have a good way of working, sooner or later, the result will arrive. So the three things is to have the right system of work. Understand? So you have one night to invent something that makes more sense than this one that I invented in 10 seconds. And I think it is possible. I will show you some examples, particularly one of this. So you can be inspired and you decide. Because the whole idea is, in order to... yes, yes, okay. So, now let's go back to our website. I don't want you of you. Okay, let's go to our website. So I prepared some movie. I hope that we can see it. It is fast enough because they're absolutely fundamental. Okay, let's see. Okay, yes, okay. Okay.
Here there are two examples. Of course, are projects that are of the fourth year, and they took a whole semester to be developed. All my students always work in traditional way, but also published all their research and their final work in their blogs. So they are always there, and you can really see not only the final results, but also the whole process. So this student basically published the whole story. If you navigate the blog, you will see the whole development of the project. It is very complex and very, but it's exactly something similar in approach and scale of what you are doing as an exercise. Because what is this? This is a low-rise, high-density, but mixed-use project in a block of the city in which there are parts that are dilapidated and parts that can be ameliorated. So the idea is you take this block and you substitute certain parts and you create this new project. And this can be also done incrementally. Okay, so in some ways much more complex than what we've been doing so far, and it's more complex than what you've been doing tomorrow, because tomorrow you have just one plot. This is more incremental, but we'll give you the idea. So what you see here, through the link, you can see all its process, basically, that has been doing. This board here will show basically all the pieces that he was articulating in order to achieve his project. So what you have is now only like this. It was much more articulated in reality as a piece to being able to do the project. But with a process that is not that different than that one that I show you in very short time. Because the concept is the idea of manipulation, some way of gaining of making the thing. So you have the right approach, incrementally you will find. So through this link, you can see, you know, lots have a sense of where you end up, to what type of things you end up, particularly in this case. And this is another one. In this case was a mixed use that has some attitude similar to what we described. Is another example. Generally we don't do too many of these projects, or this type of projects, but these two are there. And again, if you want to navigate the whole blog, you see the whole story, everything from the beginning, because there is also the idea that has been accumulated here and there, okay? So the links are important if you want to go further. Now, this is what the key thing that I wanted to show is this video here. Let's give him some time to upload. So then we have. In my way of teaching, I really believe that if you have the right instrument as a design tool, you can achieve the result. The problem is that very often you don't have the right tool, you don't have the right instrument. So, if you don't have the right instrument, you cannot achieve a goal, right? For example, you know, if you do any type of work, like for example, take out a wheel out of a car. If you have the right tools, it's a really easy thing. But if you want to take out the wheel of a car with a hammer, you will never do it. But if you have the right tool, you can do it. So in design, many things are like that. For example, when Georgi came and showed the thing is the section, I understood immediately that he was in the right direction because he thought about the issue sectionally, through the section. So was the section the way to solve that specific issue that I posed? And if you made the sectional drawing, was the way to solve that issue of the roof, etc. Although the first solution was kind of crude, but he understood what was the direction of thinking. So it is very important to change the instrument that you do in your process, depending what type of problem you have to face. And particularly, I tend to develop tools that are in some way the specific tool that each student needs for each specific design. So this aspect that I call instrumentality is really give the different person the right tool for what they have to do. And they can be completely different from one case to the other. So in this case, we're going to see the tool that this student, that is the same student as before, has developed to approach his project, and in some ways a project similar to yours. Okay? I hope he downloaded, although I'm a little afraid. Eh? He did? He speaks in Italian.
Mentre che ci lavori pure tranquillo.
Andiamo dall'opera analizzata, del Mr. Yes. Howard, Pence Landing di Philadelphia.
Sì.
Quartiere ricostituito grazie alla metafora del tessuto.
Certo. All right. I will translate for you. Okay. The exercise started like that. He has to find a project comparable with what he has in mind, more or less. So he didn't know anything about Sauer. I said, this is the guy that you have to study in understanding what he was trying to do. And what he has to do as instrumentality, he must have a series of elements that will allow him, at the first part, to recreate the same project. So he must have system that will allow him to recreate the same project. So this is what he's telling.
Mentre che ci lavori pure tranquillo.
Dall'opera analizzata di Louis Sauer.
The working that he analyzed.
Philadelphia.
Sì.
Quartiere ricostituito grazie alla metafora del tessuto.
Okay. He said I was able to rebuild through the metaphor of the tessuto that is the same thing of the grid. So this is what he was
certo.
Mentioning.
Che entra dallo spazio pubblico, dallo spazio privato.
He's making the transition public space. He's exactly talking about the issue of territoriality. But then you understand what's going to happen. Yeah.
Certo.
So he's saying the sliding of the thing is the key of what we do. So the intersectional space are creating the quality of the relationship. It's just what we said, you know. So he describes the project in the way that he's familiar with. We do. What is the key thing is that he has he created this set of tools that he allow to have that, but also basically infinity variations of that. That is the key. So the manipulation of this. In this particular way, that is the exact copy of the project, or in 300 of different variations, is always variation of the same game, between parentheses. And what I'm changing the variation is exactly what are the particularities of the project, what you want to do with, what are the functions, the situation, the city, the orientation, and so on and so forth, okay? Then here he made the second step, since he had a different project. Now he has a much bigger articulation in his project, but he never would have done that. You see, he's a little bit crazy, you know, of course. It became a kind of obsession, this. Because all these pieces are done in metal. There is an aesthetic of the pieces also. So all this system is a series of components that he will use, you see, in his infill, it is in his infill project. Always the driving in the system.
quanto riguarda il suo perimetro.
Certo.
Vorrei lasciare all'interno...
Certo, queste ampie, Questa invece era un'ipotesi precedente.
This is a previous hypothesis, legata, that he was thinking of a frame and the things are moving within a frame.
Certo.
Possono essere anche sottratti.
Certo.
Yes, you can also take it out.
Certo. Lasciando le vuote, o teoricamente una tecnologia pneumatica, essere effettivamente mobili, come discutevamo. Il tuo nome?
Tommaso Alberto.
Alberto Tommaso, ecco.
Okay, here it is. But now if you sue, just for your curiosity, this is a completely different story, you know. This is a kind of blog type of architecture, and again he's explaining what is his mentality in order to achieve the same concept of manipulation and playing the thing, but it's a completely different thing. Actually, it's the opposite, if anything. So here there is all issues of geometry, other issues that are in particular obsession is different from the other guy of obsession. But the method is the same as approach. That's why, okay, I don't know if that, I probably have a third one, I believe. This is very interesting. This girl is doing a third, completely different approach. That is, how you make a landform type of architecture, a zadid, in which the architecture belongs to the land. How you can create, because in that case in some way are easy, because are little boxes, right? Are boxes, you manipulated the boxes, you inset, you are, okay. In the other case it's that kind of geometrical blob-like thing. It was very articulated what he did in reality, but in this third case is how you create that idea of manipulation in a type of landform architecture. I think it's funny for you to see. Interesting, I think. Okay.
Infatti, in una reinterpretazione sua,
non l'ho esplicitato, ma secondo me in parte la funzione anche le sale prendono la funzione al edificio.
Ok, come si chiama lei?
Antonio Mantano.
Antonio
Mantano.
Sì.
So it's a dynamic landform, a dynamic thing, and the inspiration is a project of Adid, like in the other case was the Sauer project. So again, she creates a series of elements.
Quindi questa è una configurazione finale, però teoricamente tutti questi pezzi, giusto, tu ci hai giocato in questo modo, in questo modo, in quel modo.
Posso due linee opposte, quella retta e quella curva che danno,
certo, una grande
forza, una tensione.
E poi tra l'altro lei si muove su questa idea qua.
Okay, so this is just to show you that that is a completely different type of manipulation, and it's a type of manipulation when the land will play an important element. We'll see it later on. There are other projects in which they really manipulate the land.
Bene.
Okay. So,
okay.
At this point, what I... now it is ciao. Ciao. Okay, all right, okay, we got it. So, I think that you may think about this. You can, devise in a little time something that will allow you to do a rather quick manipulation that is a little more sophisticated than this. Because this we can do it quite easy, right? And we know already that it will be very important to approach the thing. But we may have in short time a better, some other possible thing. We have a short time, but this is the interesting aspect of it. Okay? Is enough? I suggest yes. Because this will be the way that tomorrow you do the design. So you have to be prepared a little bit before. I mean, it must be whatever you want. If you want to, whatever. Because some of you may think of a pieces of Lego. Somebody will find in the, I don't know, some lost object that can be used to do that. Some other person will cut some pieces of clay. You know, whatever. Somebody will do it with the cardboard. Or, you know, but it's important to have some type, something that you can manipulate. You can start and you can play. For the words, of course, you can do it in the computer, because clearly the computer has that capability too. But I think the manuality is much faster and much more interesting in this way. Okay? Okay, so I finished. I thank you very much. Prego. Okay? Allora, Lelia, spiegati l'area. Now we talk of the area. He talks about the area. Of the site. In which you are going to operate. Dammi che spengo questo.
Okay, so this is Tirana. Even for the people that might not know so well Tirana, this is the center. And we are kind of here. The idea of this course was to deal with densifying urban fabric. So urban situations, the idea is to deal with urban situations that need to be densified. And so we try to find a good location or a good spot in Tirana to make this example of densifying it. And starting for the new regulatory plan of the city, you are seeing that the whole center of the city, or most of it, is going to be densified, or it will evolve densification. And an interesting part of it is this part here. And if we see it on the satellite view, we're suggesting to deal with this block here. It is located inside the inner ring of the city, so it's the central part of it. We are here. It's between Ruga Barzil, Ruga Shemai Safa, and Ruga Hojetasi. Anyway, I'll give you the CAD file. And as you see, there are some on the front of the block, on the street, there are some 5 to 6 floors residential buildings. And the other part of it is a very low dense and low rise city. It's the historical city. Our idea is to deal with densification but avoiding high-rise, just to know or just to experiment a new way of densifying. In order to densify, do we always need to go up? Can we create a more livable city, or can we create some quality of living even by densifying the city? So this is the main goal and the main purpose of this choice. And of course, in order to densify this situation, you will need to use all the tools that the professor taught these 2 days of lectures. The situation is it's like this. So in the inner part, you can find situations like this where private homes are located. Everybody has its own fence. But on the borders, you can notice some high-rise situation. And you can see that as soon as you get on the on some of the main streets, you can see some new developments and some also some densification. This is UNASA, the ring, and this is the block. While behind it, you can see this kind of situation. And did everybody somehow localize the area? But anyway, I'll give you also the five. So, can we still perceive this kind of familiar and private situation in even in a dense in a denser city? This is what we are trying to do.
But it's really appropriate to the topic, you know.
And we did some calculations, taking the area. If you use the index that the new regulatory plan is giving for that area, which has this this surface, you can have a maximum of like 1,050 and 500 inhabitants, which means like 1,000 inhabitants per hectare. Very high.
Very high.
But in the other case, if you give to everybody the needed services for inhabitants by law, you will have 250 inhabitants per hectare, which is equal to the first example that we saw for Wisdom. So we are trying to keep it between these values, which are very different from each other, but we want to densify, to have a denser area, but providing the same facilities and same quality of life, or even better. I will give you these files, and also I will share with you the whole folder, and on it you have even the AutoCAD file and the location of the area. The important thing is to try to use the tools that the professor taught during these days. And these numbers are not compulsory, but are just to give you some ideas.
Some figures, yes. And this is very important. So you don't start from the numbers, but it's important to have an idea of the numbers. On the other side, in a certain moment you can quantify what you are doing, and you understand what you are doing, but the approach, you know, the approach is a design line, you know, it's using this technique. In a certain moment, it would be interesting to understand what, you know, if somebody will ask what type of density you are actually achieving, since you are working with low-rise high-density architecture. And then these also are something that refer only to residential use.
Yes.
Instead, in our case, it would be a mixed use. So it will not be absolutely comparable. But it will be interesting to have some numbers, because it's something that we can refer. But you cannot approach the issue from a number point of view. We approach the issue from a design point of view, for all the things that have been expressed. But it's interesting to have a number, and I think the Lenin showed me several areas. I think this is just perfect, because it presents different situations, right?
It has some like apartments kind of line building, but also private homes and private villas.
Which will be available on the website?
The full block.
No, I mean, do we have to maintain some of them? Because
I think that all the part that
can be that one. Because otherwise it's too complex, it becomes an interior. You know, you can consider you can turn down everything, but that part on there will be kept. So then we create two different edges of situation, different edges conditions, etc., etc. The whole idea, basically, if you have to present this, let's say, the kind of public situation, and this is really true, because all these things of the low-rise identity have been used, again, in my book, a lot in China, because there are many parts of the downtown of many Chinese cities that are big and even denser, but low-rise kind of thing. Normally, what they do, they turn down everything and they put the new type of typology. But the question is, if I want to keep some type of, let's say, the existing flavor, the existing culture, the existing way of having some type of memories of what the city was, but also transform, okay? I need to use some typology similar of this one that I described, basically, you know? And actually, if you look at that thing, just without knowing anything, it seems already a low-rise identity project. It's done in a similar basic principle, although not designed from the top, probably generated like that. So it's a very interesting issue how you can change the city, increasing the density, putting a mixité of functions and keeping some aspect of the environment in a way it was used, etc., etc. That's why I like very much the picture with the children on the street, you know, which goes exactly in that direction. Instead, if you change completely the typology, that one that we saw at the first image of the sequence, this is another thing, you know, it's kind of, you may want to have it, of course, but it's impossible to create the type of territoriality. It's impossible to create the type of transition. It's impossible to create the type of sequence of contraction and expansion and all the kind of qualities, in a way, of the environment with this typology. Because this technology is done for another reason, you know? It doesn't have the chromosome, the DNA, the originating DNA is another originating DNA. You may want to know, you may love that. This will be the only possible matter. Fine, we do it. But you have to understand that if the goal is in some way different, then we must have different too. And the other aspect that is interesting is that if you go at the larger view, is as the although we don't do it in this exercise, but the other aspect that is interesting is this one, is that the low-rise identity approach can be also incremental in a way. You can start to do things in different parts, as we see, and incrementally modify them, keeping part of the existing and part of the new. Much more, like in this case, you turn down one part and you put another block, that's it. While the low-rise identity is a strategy that can be incremental, can be studied in different phases. So this is why my idea was that if some of you will know how to do these things, will be important in some occasions. The simplest one will be competition. The simplest, but can be many occasions that if you start to learn how to do it, you can use that. Okay? Is enough, huh?
Sorry, but for tomorrow we have to prepare plans and sections,
no.
Or only the 3Ds?
No. For tomorrow you have to prepare these pieces only. You have to prepare whatever tool, instrument that will allow you to do. So you don't do the design, you just prepare the ingredient. You prepare the ingredient. You know, you don't cook, you prepare the ingredient. This is up to you. this will be decided. But I think one day of work will be a great intense, and you will see. Because there are a lot of examples you have seen to copy in your
So tomorrow bring drawing materials for some laptops or whatever.
Eh? It's too hot in the room, sorry. So tomorrow we'll move in another room, right?
Yes.
So we can have this your instrument over there. We can play a little bit, and we'll be very interesting.